Welcome everyone to the last Christ Blessing service of 2018. We're going to make this a very special call where we get to give thanks for all the good things we received in 2018, including some of the challenging lessons that were necessary for us to learn what our next step in life might be. And we're going to make powerful requests for 2019 to be a giant leap forward for us individually and collectively, for our country, for humankind, and the earth and nature and all the animals in our environment. We need to take a giant leap forward, not just a progressive little tiptoe forward, but a flying leap. And so we're going to ask for that in this call. And I'd like to start our call with some people that are already on the call. Hi, we have a wireless caller from area code 646. You're on.
Hi, Glenda. This is Elizabeth. I'm from New York, but I'm in New Orleans for the holidays. And I would just like to ask for a blessing from my friend Darren, who is suffering very much from PTSD after he was attacked in the street and is just trying to come back but needs a lot of help. And I would ask a blessing for him and for everything you just said for our giant leap forward in 2019.
Okay. You're on the list, and you too.
Thank you so much, Glenda. And again, thank you for a beautiful year of blessings.
You are welcome.
Thank you so much.
Thank you so much. That was so sweet. I saw that Tony and Jerome were actually communicating before we got on the Q&A session. So you're going to need to press star 6 and 1 and come back in so I can open your line. But I'm going to take a call from our dear friend Stormy because he loves to bless this call. So, Stormy, you're on.
Last year, I get a key word for humanity every year. Last year, it was peace. That will continue to move forward into this year. But as I get these words every year, about a month ahead of time, this year, the word is sane. We're going to have more sanity in this world. That's a
Oh, my God, do we need that.
That's
in red letters on my list right here.
Yes. I've been biting, you know, waiting, chomping at the trough to say it, but I had to wait till today.
Okay. Well, it's here. Stormy, we are going to have more sanity. Personally, that means we're going to step out of our dramas because, you know, the fact is we were basically all created to be sane. That is to be one with ourselves, one with God, one with each other. And it's only when we get into these dramas that we lose our sensibility, shall we say. So it's a good thing to follow peace, and peace has to come first. So you were very right about that.
Yes,
I And can I put you on the list for you, Stormy?
Yes, I'm doing much better. I'll find out on the 3rd. The doctor looked at my x-rays and says, don't have any heart damage, but evidently my heart looks better than I feel. So that's good news.
That is good. Very good. Okay.
And it's just goodness for all of us for this upcoming year to be able to that's a really different one.
That's a big one. And it's a very relevant one, too.
Okay.
Thank you, Stormy, so much, as always. And I see Tony is here. Tony is our resident astrologer, so I know you'll have something important to say about the configurations that are coming up for this year.
Hi, Glenda.
Yeah.
Hi, Judy. Hey, Judy, glad you're there, too.
Yeah, there's
We have next weekend. We're going to have the first new moon of the new year. And so it's, I think it's really, really something that's striking when we get a new moon close to the beginning of the new year. This one will be aligned with Saturn. And the sun and the moon will actually be kind of right in the middle of Saturn and Pluto. Saturn and Pluto.
Ooh, that means we got to clean up our act.
Right? It's got a transformative potential for sure, but it's going to be revealing, I sense, related to our connection, understanding the relationship of circumstance and our state of being. That's often a big connection for Saturn, and especially Saturn and the moon. But this whole year is getting us lined up, and then next year we're going to have the Saturn-Pluto conjunction. But Saturn is already close enough to Pluto, just probably about 10 degrees away or less. And so that's kind of a big one. Saturn's preparing also to have a conjunction with Jupiter, which will happen almost 2 years from now. But there's, you know, they have a 20-year cycle, so they're getting close. The Jupiter-Saturn cycle, 20 years, is really a very societal cycle. It's been happening for the last century or two. It happens on the 20 years. So 2000, 1980, 1960, 1940. And so it really kind of has a generational impact, and the Jupiter-Saturn connection is a lot about the adventure of structure, how our adventure with structure is unfolding. So that now this thing with Saturn meeting Pluto, it's still about a year away, but we're going to get a little bit of a hint about that with this new moon that's going to hit, which will be next Saturday.
Okay. All right.
Yeah.
We'll watch for it, and that will be part of our new beginnings. We have a whole new – just everybody remember, what is important is happening now. What happened yesterday is gone, and you don't have to carry it forward. That's a choice you make. You don't have to carry it forward, and we don't yet know what's in the future. It could be a lot of things according to what you plan and what you choose. The reason we look at the stars or we look at the broader picture of humanity is because those things provide a context for us. And there's always a context. It might be seasonal, such as it's winter, so you don't go outside walking barefoot. Okay, that's a context. There is peace in the world or insanity in the world. You've got to adapt to that context. So, yes, we are given contextual situations that we make our choices inside of. But still, we make the choices. You make the choices. And the choices are what you live with a lot more than the context. Just for example, there have been world leaders of transformative influence who went through the death camps of Germany during World War II. They made key choices. The most brilliant works that the Apostle Paul ever wrote, especially his Soliloquy on Love, was written in the prison of Rome. So the context will be there. It's important to study the context so that you don't bump up against it. It's kind of like knowing where the live wires are. You know, I had a workman over it, and he saw a power stem coming up in our garage, which belonged to an old well, and it was all open. And he said, "This is 220. He said, "Do you know for sure whether this is live or not?" And I said, "No, I know it's not live." And he said, don't you say that to me until I check it. So he checked it and he confirmed that it was not live. But that's just an example of what I'm saying about the environment. You want to check to where the 220 voltage is live or not live. You want to check to where the vegetables are fresh. Are they fresh? Are they edible? Are they organic? You know, it's important for us to be mindful and aware of the environment in which we live so that our choices are the best ones we can make. Sometimes we have to make changes to the environment, but some of these environments are too big for one single person to change. And so the best we can do is study the environment and say, okay, I'm not turning left at this next corner. I'm turning right, baby. That's where I'm going. Okay, we have to be mindful about what's available for our health options. Are we going to go with a traditional medicine? Are we going to go with alternative medicine? What is available? Is this something that we feel strong enough in our faith that we can just go with prayer and we know that's enough? That's a personal choice, but it's a personal choice that is stronger after you study what the options are, because then when you make that choice, it's a strong choice. It's a choice you can embrace and live with. There's probably nothing that weakens human character or personality more than vacillation. What does vacillation mean? Going back and forth. Well, I think it's this. Well, I think it's that. No, I'm not sure. I think I should have done that. You start doubting yourself. It weakens you from the inside out. So it's far better to make an analytical study of the context in which you are making choices. So when you make a choice, you say, yes, that's it. That's what I'll do. And you stick with it. Okay? I'm gonna bring Jerome on because you were on earlier and I didn't get to talk to you. Hi, Jerome. And
yes, I love you for being on earlier, and now we're together and I have some names for you. Joan.
Oh, good.
Joan. Tom.
All right.
Paul. And Jim. And they're all with some viral kinds of illness and different things. They each have something for their sole purpose, too. But Glenda, my highest light, compassion, love, peace, and joy to you and to everything you're doing. And like you said, it's the context in which we live. But I just love the way you're following spirit and the higher spirit of the universe. So we just had a great time at church today. We had five healers, and we healed anybody who wanted healing today at church. So
wow.
It was
that's
just a
great
time.
Well, we've got a lot of healers on our in our blessing group here
yes.
today too. So
that's
everybody
great.
Expect the best. Expect the best. Thank
happy,
you, Jerome. It's
happy
new
year to you. Happy and blessed new year.
Oh, thank you so much, so much. And Jerome, you touched on something that's really, really important for me to reiterate, and or to iterate for the first time because you just touched on it. And that is that there is a place.
Yeah.
There is a place. It's sort of like our world is a funnel.
Yeah.
And you know how that funnel works.
Okay.
And it gets bigger and broader at the top. And the further we go up, the more space we have to move around in this thing we call context. And then above that funnel is just open, clear space where the Spirit of God and the Holy Spirit can pour anything into that funnel.
Oh, I love that funnel. Hi, and you too.
So, we're here being that funnel for you. Yeah. And you can, wherever you are in that funnel, it's okay. That goes for everybody. Wherever you are in that funnel, even if you feel you're down below the pouring end of that funnel. And sometimes we feel like we are.
Yes.
Even if you feel like you're down at the pouring end of that funnel, you're going to get the blessings of all that's above the funnel.
That's great. Beautiful.
Yeah.
Wonderful. Light and love and peace and joy to you. And thank you. Thank you forever and always.
You're welcome.
Okay.
You're welcome. And happy, happy New Year to you.
Yeah.
May it be long and may it be long and healthy and joyful. And the beginning of the next new year that is long and happy and joyful.
Yes, and
okay.
For you too as well. Thank you, thank
you.
I love you, I love you, I love you.
Okay. I'm going to open the line to Susan. Hello, Susan. And happy new year to you.
Happy new year, Glenda. Happy new year to everybody on the call. I missed last week, and when I say I missed it, I really missed it. I was at a friend's house celebrating, and, you know, I really miss something when I'm not here to do this. So it feels good to be here and do this. I want to say, first of all, I have friends who are suffering from relationship problems, and I,
okay.
So many people are. I just want to put blessings for sanity and with regard to relationships for everybody. Well, one person, his name is Andrew, and he's just going through a very difficult divorce and with, you know, with a wife who has some sanity issues and so forth. And then I have a friend whose, you know, only son was mugged. So he's a young kid in college, and I want to, you know, put him, his name is Alexander, and I want to put him into it. And then I want to share some interesting stuff that happened to me. I was, you know, getting my nails done yesterday, and at the end, she kind of, like, taps on my back as part of a niceness, you know, and, you know, at the end when your nails are drying. And I said, oh, you know, you could, like, pound a little bit. Well, I came home, and I had crazy feelings. I was, like, all of a sudden I was cold. I had some issues on my shoulder, so I had a few hours before put an oil on it, and I really, in an instant, got what felt very, very ill. And my heart was doing weird stuff, and I went, oh, my God. You know, I didn't know what was going on. And I, you know, was instructed to take your picture of Jesus with the lamb and the lion to my heart. And I want to say mm-hmm. within 15 or 20 minutes, I was restored. I went, oh, man, you know. I didn't want to call. I said, oh, I wonder if I'm getting a heart attack. I said, no, just do this. And it was miraculous. I mean, I don't even know
it
why
is.
I felt so sick. I don't. But I also don't know why I felt 100% healed, too. I didn't know either one. And then I had 2 weeks before, I poked myself in the eye, but didn't think anything of it. And 2 weeks later, I start seeing flashes, and my eye doctor said, well, you got to go to a retina specialist. And I was sane about it, which is that's a miracle. Usually I'd run and say, I'm not going, you know. But I did it. I was sane. And that's where the work comes in. I was sane. I can't believe I was sane. And the fact is, it didn't detach, and he said I was at risk, but I'm not worried about it. I'm just going through the miracle isn't the situation. I need to see that I handle things differently. I need to see it, because I've been doing a lot of work over 40 years. And in those moments, I just did the right thing. And I was sane. And I was in the office, right? And two women were kind of bickering. And God said, do your work. And this is before I knew if it had torn or not. I said, okay. And I knew that I could connect with them and empathize with the one who was fighting with the other. By the time they were ready and they went into the office before me, their energy shifted. And I said, oh, that's my work. And I didn't, you know, give in to, I wonder what he's going to say about me. You think I'll have to go to for surgery, immediate surgery after all. I didn't do this whole thing. I just did the work that was in front of me. And that's not me. It is me, but it's God who's done so much work for me. And
that's right. God bless you. God bless you, Susan. always. And you led me to have an inspiration that, you know, it's not always what the other person says. It's what the effect another person has on you. And as you were talking, Susan, I had this really, really strong realization about illness. And I just rethought of something I've known for a long time, but I'm not sure I've ever said it on this call. And that is, in order for us to gain any illness, and that includes just a common cold or flu or anything else, we have to lose our perfect centering between body and soul. Body and soul have to go off center in order to create an opening for any illness. Now, the perfect realignment of body and soul is what causes instantaneous healing. Now, sometimes it is instantaneous, just as you experienced, Susan, but sometimes just because we have bacteria in our body or we've already had some growth set in motion or some deterioration that is developing, it might not be an instantaneous removal. But the removal begins. Okay. I'm not sure that I am. Tony, I'm going to bring you on because I do have access to the board. I'm sorry, everyone. I lost connection and didn't realize it. So I was just talking on and on and on, not realizing that. Tony, can you hear me now?
Yes, we can hear you.
Okay.
And I think you were off for about a minute and a half.
Okay. Well, then I'll go back because what I was saying was actually very important. Okay. It has to do with the anatomy of healing and the anatomy of illness. Pardon me if I repeat myself a little bit because I don't know exactly when the signal was lost. But in order to become sick in any way, emotionally, physically, spiritually, mentally, we have to lose centering between body and soul. It has to move askew a little bit. And that can happen from a lot of causes. In the very beginning of our call, we were asked to pray for a man who has PTSD because he was beaten up. Well, that'll do it. Getting into an automobile accident, that will do it. Having arguments perpetually with your most loved one, that'll do it. Worrying about your kids, that'll do it. Having financial problems that are just extended over a long period of time will do it. This is why the monks and the sages of old would go to a mountaintop to meditate. This is why Yeshua would go to the desert to reestablish and reclaim his perfect unity between body and soul. Because literally, just being human, having the various challenges that we have as human beings can dislodge the perfect union between body and soul. This is why stress is the number one killer in our country. The number one killer. Because when the body and soul are dislodged, it causes friction. And that friction results in inflammation. Inflammation is an open invitation to any kind of virus or bacteria that wants to enter. It's an open invitation to any kind of tissue that wants to malform and then repeat the malformations until it becomes malignant. It's an open invitation to arthritic degeneration. It's an open invitation to weakening of our heart. So the answer to all of it is getting body and soul back into perfect alignment. And what I said, I think, during the time I was off, is this is what faith healers do when they're really good, when they're right. like Yeshua, like the apostles were taught to do, is the first thing they address is they speak to the soul. They spot the soul. They capture in their hand the spirit of the soul and place it on the forehead of the person to re-imprint the body and soul in one place in perfect harmony. And sometimes that re-imprinting is so powerful, the person literally will fall down and they will get up perfectly healed. But sometimes it does take a while. It isn't always instantaneous. But the beginning of healing always is instantaneous. It's like a bolt of lightning and you feel it. You feel when it begins. Now it's up to you to sustain it. And after a number of his healings recorded in the testament, Yeshua would say, now go and sin no more. Now, he wasn't judging people when he said, and sin no more. And he didn't say what kind of sins they were, and it probably wasn't anything bad. It might have just been the sin of not having faith, or the sin of worrying too much, or just arguing with your family. What he really meant to say is go and stay in union with God and yourself. That's what he was saying. So after we have our blessing, I tell you to go rest. Don't think, just receive. Receive the imprint. And then, as you go through your days after receiving the blessing, take a few minutes a day and recover the feeling you have in the blessing. Bring body and soul into perfect alignment. And it doesn't matter if you had to leave an argument and if afterwards you're going to go right back into that argument. For 1 minute in time, you're going to be in perfect alignment, body and soul. And it makes all the difference. It makes all the difference to do that. This is what I've been teaching you for all of these years. Let's see, this started in 2010. So we have completed our 8th year. In May, we will complete our 9th year of the blessing calls. That's pretty special to me. Pretty special. And we have just completed our 20th year of Love Without End being in the world, disseminating and spreading that message of love and sanity into the world. And the real true message that Yeshua left, that was not taken into agendas for conformity to doctrine. It was just what he spoke to the apostles, just like he spoke to me. And I'm not saying that he said exactly the same words to me that he did to the apostles, but what I am saying is that he was speaking to me authentically. Not in the sense of having an agenda, not in the sense of transcribing a doctrine, not in the sense of being thinking about a third person that our conversations would go to. In fact, I couldn't even imagine telling anyone about our conversations because they were too private, they were too personal, too direct, too authentic. I sat on them for 4 years until he came and ask me to speak. So it was only with his authority that I did speak. And of course I did first, just directly, as he spoke to me. And from the notes that I built and the experience that I developed, I had the wherewithal finally to write the book. And it was published in 1998, which shows a very long progression. And sometimes it takes a while to develop a masterpiece. Don't become impatient with yourself. And don't think that you're not perfect just because what you're creating isn't immediately and instantly perfect. Keep focus on that part which is perfect. For example, after I was finished with the painting and taking it out to the world, every day I would return to my private memories of our conversation. And I would go over the notes and think about what he told me. And it was growing inside me like a seed that hadn't yet pushed up out of the earth. But it was growing inside me. And it would become full-blown at some point. So that's what I ask of you. What you know to be true of yourself, what you know to be true of God, what you know to be true of your faith, cultivate it every day. Let it grow inside you. And it's okay if it hasn't yet broken the crust of the earth and become visible for others to see. As long as it's growing every day, that's what matters. Okay, we are really, really past the point we should be giving the blessing. So I'm going to open the call, the line for six more people. And let's just focus on the blessing we want to, the gratitude we want to express, or the blessing we want to ask. Okay, let's keep it focused. Betty Jo, you're on.
Glenda, I just wanted to call. I called several months ago. I think it was in August. Had broken my back on vacation, and I'd asked for some blessings, and I just wanted to express gratitude for all the blessings that I have received. I was out of work for 3 months, almost lost my job because I ran out of medical leave, and went back to work by the skin of my teeth, and 2 weeks later was offered a much better job. I had a lot of time to reflect, and I knew, you know, that the fall was significant, and throughout that whole process, so many things in my life that I needed healed have been healed, and I just wanted to express my gratitude for that and ask for a blessing for my grandson, Trace.
Okay.
Thank you, Glenda.
You're very welcome, Betty Jo, and thank you for sharing your miracle. It's important for everyone to hear that.
Yes, it was a true miracle.
It was a miracle, and it came about. Okay, your fall came about because body and soul were not on perfect balance.
Absolutely.
The healing brought you back to perfect balance, and from that point, miracles started happening.
Absolutely.
That's the way it happens for everybody. It's a different situation, but the anatomy of it is the same. Okay, I'm going to bring in a caller from area code 512, and you're on. Hi.
Hello, this is Julie.
Hi, Julie.
Hi. Happy New Year to you and everyone. I wanted to give thanks for the blessing calls. I've been participating for, I think, maybe as soon as they started, and it's been just an awesome journey, and just thank you for your dedication to the calls and just what this offers to so many people and their families in the world. I also wanted to give thanks for your awesome oils and lotions. I had an interesting experience this week. I, middle of the night, walked into a rocker and kind of banged up my foot, and in the middle of the night it occurred to me to put on the Christ oil, and it also occurred to me to say affirmations and the focus my awareness and thoughts of Christ and God and the Holy Spirit in my foot, and I woke up with no pain and no bruising. I know. And another thing that's interesting is when I was lying in bed, I felt this like a little cloud of energy around my foot, and I came to the realization for myself that I think it's possible to further activate the oils with our affirmations.
Oh, indeed. Indeed it is. And at some point we want to have another class on that and just really make this a more powerful understanding. And, Julie, you know, people have exorcised a demon-filled home by putting Christ in on the walls of that house, because everything has a physical soul connection balance. And when the Christ soul is reconnected to whatever, I put Christ in on my car. I never have a problem with my car. It's always in balance. And, You know, it's not that my car has a mechanic go work on it. It's not that my house has a worker come in and correct problems. It's that it doesn't go out of balance, body and soul. And so things just don't break. And so Christ scent is the most miraculous essential oil you'll ever know.
I agree.
I mean, really, it is. Okay, thank you so much, Julie. And I'm going to have to move on just because we need to get into our blessing. Okay. We've got a caller from area code 919. You're on.
Hi, Glenda. Lorraine here in North Carolina. In a nutshell, a neighbor two doors up from me, elderly, moved away, and she has left her two cats at her house with no whatever. And the neighbors across the street, parents are buying the house, but not moving down for a year or two, and they're going to rent it. Long story short, I don't know. I just want to pray for these two cats that, for their best and highest and their safety and wonderful home, or I don't know what possibilities. Maybe the renters will want two cats. I don't know. But I just feel for them. One of them's named Lucy, and I don't know what the other one's name is. But they have an ideal life with the woods and a cat door there. And I just feel for them. I have to admit, again, my judgment and riled upness, because that really bothers me that this woman just left her cats. So.
I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry.
Yeah, I take them, but I have two cats. So I can't do any more cats. Yeah.
Well, you may want to call a rescue service.
Yeah. Yeah.
And get some intervention on it, because there are people who love and care for cats.
Yes. So I just wanted to include them in the blessing for the highest and best for all.
Okay. Them. Absolutely.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Okay. Let's move on real quick. Area code 903, you're on.
Glenda, for the last 2 weeks, I have been hearing your voice and his as one.
Oh, that is wonderful. Thank you for saying that.
You know how I hear things.
I do.
It's very clear. And I know his voice well. That's your special blessing to forward in next year.
Oh, thank you, Stormy. That is so sweet. I love that. Okay, thank you. We do have one more caller who may need to ask for a blessing. So I'm going to take the call, Stormy. That's okay. Bye-bye from me. Okay, from area code 641, you're on.
Hi, Glenda. This is Lucy. And I wanted to ask for a blessing. Things have been very challenging. I have moved twice. And it had been very stressful, and now that the dust is settled, my body's just dealing with a whole lot, and now I'm feeling like I'm moving into a little bit of depression, so I really need some help with that. Thank you.
Okay. Thanks. I'm so glad we got you on the call.
Thank you. Thank you. Yes, me too.
And we will most definitely have our hearts hugging you and surrounding you. Now,
thank you.
Everybody, let's get ready for to receive our blessing, okay? And you don't really have to do all that much. You just have to turn off the world. That's all. Just a little switch in your brain, and you just flip it off. And relax in your chair. If you can't sit up, if you got to be in bed, that's okay too. Have your feet uncovered if you can. Have your head uncovered if you can. Because remember, there's going to be energy flowing through your head and through your feet. And don't cross any body part, because we don't want the energy on the right crossing over to energy on the left. It gets mixed up, okay? It just gets cross-wired and doesn't flow so well. So just relax. Take a deep breath. Let it out. Take another deep cleansing breath. Let it out. I'm going to say my prayer to Yeshua. And then, when I'm done, you're going to start your prayer while the Blessed Givers and I conduct the energy of the Holy Spirit and the earth and the grace of God and the love of Christ to flow through you to create a more perfect union between your body and soul. And it's that perfect union that will bring about the healing. Okay? Let us just be quiet for a moment. Our Heavenly Father, we thank you for your presence among us, for being with us, though you could be so far away in your chambers of heavenly peace. You choose to be among us, and in order to do that, you incarnated to be among us and to be the Christ that experienced everything human, that you may know everything we suffer and all of our joys and our pains, our insecurities and our fears, and even what it feels like to be disjointed between body and soul and have to bring those two back into alignment again. You came here to learn it all so that you would know exactly what we go through and how to make a perfect readjustment to us when we get out of alignment. We thank you for your eternal love. We thank you for your graciousness and everything you have given us, the bounties of the earth, the community of one another, the resources that we each bring to the others. We have so many gifts to offer one another. We thank you that you gave us each different talents, each different capabilities, that we can be here and make a complete world, a complete environment. We thank you for keeping things safe enough by your intervention that we can continue to grow and become who we were meant to be. And now we ask for your peace and your strength to be in that place where all becomes one, and that one is love. We ask this in the blessed name of Yeshua. Amen. Let us begin. Amen. Your blessing is complete now. Well, the energy has been given. Your blessing is yet to unfold. But you should go and rest. Receive and be open. For now, for today, and for the whole next year. Amen. And bye-bye for now.